Silly fucking bitch. What the hell have you done? I turn the music up, but Mark's voice merges with it. Behind me, Joe starts wailing. Want daddy? Want daddy? My heart starts to pound. The familiar prelude to the panic attacks I've been getting recently. Turning the radio off, I slowly exhale, remembering the technique I learnt at the mindfulness class they made me take. In. Out. In. Out.
It's okay, Bubba, I say as the pounding subsides. Mummy's taking you on a big adventure. We're going to the countryside where there'll be sheep and cows and lots of fun things. We're going to stay in a beautiful house. You'll like it, I promise.
I look at his face in the rearview mirror. His big blue eyes are red and swollen with tears. His bottom lip quivers as he turns his head and looks out of the window.
Come on, Joe, I say, keeping my voice extra bright. Let's see if we can spot any sheep.
But the fields on either side of the road are empty and a thick frost covers the hedges. There are no sheep, no horses, no sign of any life at all. A feeling of dread uncoils itself in my stomach as I drive through the desolate landscape. What the hell are you doing, Lisa? Just turn around and go home, I tell myself. You don't have to go through with this. It's not too late. But then I remember Mark's face, the hatred contorting his features, and I think of the piece of paper tucked away in my bag with the directions to the safe place. I've kept it hidden all these months, and now it's time to use it. But as I drive, I feel doubt creeping in. I'd felt so certain when I set off, but now all I can hear is my dad's voice, the voice of pragmatism and reason.